From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Kassel. Republicans are lining up to oppose the nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the U.S. Supreme Court. The first Hispanic nominated to the court is expected to easily prevail when the Senate Judiciary Committee votes today and to win confirmation when the full Senate votes next week. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Republicans are in much the same position today that Democrats were in 4 years ago. Then, Democrats were in a distinct minority in the Senate, just as Republicans are today. Then, President Bush had nominated a judge widely praised as well-qualified, John Roberts. Now, President Obama has done likewise with Sotomayor. But there the similarities end. In 2005, three of the committee's eight Democrats voted yes on Roberts, and when the nomination reached the Senate floor, half of the Senate's 44 Democrats voted yes. But today, it may well be that only one Republican on the committee votes to support Sotomayor, and on the Senate floor next week, the number may not exceed a handful. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is expected to sign the state's new budget today. It mostly solves a $25 billion deficit. Steve Julian of member station KPCC says Schwarzenegger will make up a billion-dollar difference with line item vetoes.
Advocates fear the governor's cuts today will mostly hurt California's poorest residents. In fact, nearly 500,000 children are likely to lose health care coverage. In an earlier round of cuts, the state reduced various benefits, including dental and vision care for poor adults. But the Republican governor was adamant about having a roughly billion-dollar cash reserve, money on hand for the wildfires and earthquakes that plagued the state. California's economy has been hit hard by the housing market slump and high unemployment. Only 5 months ago, lawmakers closed a $42 billion deficit. Once the budget is signed, the state may be able to borrow money and stop issuing IOUs. California's bond rating isn't far from junk status. It's anyone's guess whether the new budget will bring that up. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
President Obama plans to hold another town hall meeting on health care today as he continues to push for an overhaul. This one is a call-in town hall sponsored by the AARP. The president is expecting questions about how his plan would affect seniors. The president has already struck a deal with drug makers to close part of the so-called donut hole in Medicare drug coverage. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says lawmakers may not be ready for four votes before their summer vacations, but the president is not going to let the issue slide. In fact, the president plans to continue his out-of-town push for an overhaul tomorrow in North Carolina and Virginia. Prices are lower on Wall Street. The Dow is down by 2 points to 9106. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 2 points to 1970. This is NPR News. In Kansas, the man suspected of killing a doctor who provided late abortions faces a preliminary hearing today in a Wichita court. Laura Ziegler with member station KCUR reports.
There is heightened security this morning at the Sedgwick County Courthouse, and once again, Wichita is at the center of the abortion debate. District Attorney Nola Folston will present evidence to persuade the judge there's probable cause to try Scott Roeder on charges of first-degree murder for the death of Dr. George Tiller. Tiller was gunned down while ushering in the lobby of his church in Wichita on May 31st. Roeder will not enter a plea until after the judge's decision, but he has said from prison that Tiller's murder was justified. Roeder has also been affiliated with a variety of anti-government, anti-tax groups over the years. According to his family, he has struggled with mental illness. Roeder is 51, divorced with a son and a daughter. For NPR News, I'm Laura Ziegler in Kansas City.
Hawaii state officials were again confirming that President Barack Obama was born in Hawaii. Health Director Dr. Shinome Fukino says she has seen the original birth records that verify Mr. Obama was born in Hawaii and is a natural-born American citizen. Fukino made the announcement in hopes of ending any lingering rumors about the president's citizenship. She issued a similar press release last October 31st. State law bars release of a certified birth certificate to anyone who does not have a tangible interest. Some Obama critics claim he is ineligible to be president, arguing he was not born in the U.S. as the Constitution requires. They have challenged his citizenship in court. I'm Carl Kassel, NPR News in Washington.